I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody who's a Falcon fan, if you're going to be in the building or if you're watching, it's going to look like a Pittsburgh home game. And that's nothing nothing to do with, you know, kind of this fan base and this this city. It really is just what happens when you play the Steelers. I've watched games where they've Steelers Giants, New York Giants, and same thing. You're going to see the terrible towel. So, I compare them kind of to the Roll Tide Alabama Fanatics, where they're going to, you know, go get the second hand ticket market, and they're going to buy them up. They're going to be their scalping tickets, and they're going to bring their terrible towels. So it makes, you know, as other games, I think you've seen, you know, when the Cowboys and the Bears, a couple other teams come, there is a presence in the dome, but they don't have that terrible towel. So that's what you see. So if you are coming to the game and you're a Falcon fan, you're going to have to work extra hard. And I think there is a version of the rally towel. I call it the really good towel, not the terrible towel, that Falcon fans will be able to get and wave. So let's battle them, right, Reed?
Show up, turn up, rise up. Willie Moe. Willie Moe.
And this is a really good Pittsburgh Steelers team. Reed, I'm gonna go to you because you've been kind of getting ready for this team and putting some really good content on AtlantaFalcons.com. First thing that stands out is Le'Veon Bell. The guy is kind of a version of what we saw last week with Eddie Lacy. This guy's second on their team in catches. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he is versatile.
Just left the locker room talking to Rashid Hageman, who has history against Bell. Hageman played at Minnesota and Bell at Michigan State. Same thing that Sheed said. The first thing that surprised him is the size. Dwight Lowry said that too, just looking at the scouting report, the size of the back and how versatile he is coming out of the backfield. So that's a point of emphasis, is one, attacking him and being prepared for, one, the dual threat that he has, running the ball as well as coming out of the backfield.
And then what are the guys in the secondary saying about Antonio Brown? And it might be nice to get Alford back, correct?
Yeah, still kind of waiting to hear, and we'll see later on this week how that pans out. But the first thing they said, you know, Brown's speed kills. And talked to Trufant today, who's again ready, and Trufant showed his ability on Monday night and ready to take the big receiver. Said the same thing, if he's matched up with Brown, he's ready for the speed, the big play mentality, and that's what Coach Nolan has talked about. They have to take away, Smitty said it again this week, we have to take away the explosive plays, and there's none more explosive than Brown.
And Jay, I'll go to you. Is one thing you kind of saw last Monday, and this team can maybe do it almost better than the Packers, is that, like you said, explosive play. You can't give the quarterback 6-7 seconds to throw the ball. And when you get close to him, you got to bring him down.
Yeah, that was certainly an issue for the Falcons against Green Bay. And, of course, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a notoriously slippery quarterback. I mean, you think of him more as a pocket passer, but he can get outside the pocket and make things happen. So not all that surprising that Aaron Rodgers was able to elude a couple of plays that probably should have been sacks, but you have to make those plays. You have to bring him down in the backfield. And that goes for any quarterback. It doesn't matter. And especially when you've had some trouble getting the pass rush going, when you get those opportunities, you got to make the most of them. And I think, you know, we've seen it here over the past couple of years where tackling becomes an issue for this team. And we've seen in two out of the last three games where a big play has happened when multiple tackles have been missed. And so, you know, they want to get these things fixed, and they want to clean up a lot of that stuff defensively. But I think it all starts with fundamentals, and you got to think that they're working on that stuff in practice.
Yeah, somebody was asking, you know, about the short week and the challenges of a short week, and you said that's the first thing that we're going to take, is more of a mental approach this week. It's mentally, all right, getting ready, fundamentals, tackling ability, and then going out and executing it. They want to obviously give the bodies time to rest and heal before the fast attack of the Steelers come to town on Sunday. But it'll be interesting to see. Again, another number I think the Falcons will keep on their board is 12. I mean, Roethlisberger's thrown 6 touchdowns in 2 different games each game. So 12 in 2 games, that's remarkable, and that just speaks to the explosiveness that they have.